The Oak Ridge Boys are, I think, working harder than ever. I'm going to get the true answer to this in just a moment. Richard Sturban is joining us now to talk about the band's new album and Christmas tour. Hi, Richard.
Well, hi there, Jeremy. It's certainly my pleasure to talk to you and all your fine listeners out there.
Well, thank you so much. And it's a little early, but, you know, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, you know, I know it's a little early, but Merry Christmas to you as well. You know, it's not that early for the Oak Ridge Boys, because we've been rehearsing Christmas music, believe it or not, since about the middle of September. So this year we're kind of, you know, getting an early start on the Christmas season.
Isn't it interesting, though, that it is a season, right? It's not just one day, and I think that's what makes it even more special, is that it sort of encompasses, you know, 2 months for most people.
Well, you're right about that, you know, and this year, believe it or not, is our 30th annual Christmas tour. So we've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, it has become the biggest part of our year. You know, and like I told you, we've been rehearsing since September. Here, coming up in just a few days, we're going to start doing it for real. And, you know, it's going to keep us busy almost every night, right up until like the day before Christmas. So, it's become a big part of our year every year. It really has.
So you guys are sort of lucky because you get double the amount of Christmas memories. You have, you know, I mean, the band is family, right? But you have your actual families. And then you have all these memories that you guys have had for, you know, 3 decades on the road.
Well, there's no doubt about that. You know, we do have two families. You know, I think one of the reasons the Oak Ridge Boys are so successful is because we have a special relationship between the four of us. You know, we're the best of friends, and we're very close-knit. You know, we're actually closer in a lot of ways than brothers, you know. So we have our family on the road, but yet family is also important to all of us. So our families at home are also extremely important to us. You know, and even though we do a Christmas tour every year, we always make it a point to make sure that we're actually home on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve even, so we can spend that time with our families at home.
And I should just tell everybody, you've been with the group since mid-70s or so, right?
I joined the Oak Ridge Boys in 1972. You know, so that's been just, 47 years ago. That's hard to believe. I was actually, back then, I was actually singing in a group called J.D. Sumner in the Stamps Quartet, and I was singing backup harmonies to Elvis. I actually sang with Elvis for about a year and a half just prior to joining the Oak Ridge Boys, and that certainly was an interesting period of time in my life, to say the least.
You know what's interesting about groups from that era, and, you know, we don't see it much, is the longevity. And I see it more with country artists or you know, country-adjacent groups, and not so much with the pop genre nowadays. Do you find that to be true?
Well, you know, I think you're probably correct about that. I know I can primarily speak for the Oak Ridge Boys. I can tell you, you know, we've been doing this for a long time because we love doing what we do. You know, it's even after all of these years, we are actually still having fun doing it.
Right.
And, you know, so we don't plan to retire anytime soon because we love doing it. You know, and there's probably not a group in the music business that has as much history as we have. You know, our history dates back to the Second World War, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. You know, a group of guys known as the Georgia Clodhoppers actually went to Oak Ridge, Tennessee and entertained the people there who were working on the development of the atomic bomb. And they became known as the Oak Ridge, you know, quartet back then. And they continued singing till the middle 50s, and then the group was disbanded and reorganized as the Oak Ridge Boys. William Lee Golden, the guy in our group with the long beard, he joined in 65. Wayne Allen, our lead singer, in 66. I came in 72, as I said a minute ago. And Joe Bonville in 73. So, you know, our history is something that's also very, very important to us.
I was going to say, I think you guys have more energy than I do. And I was born in 82, so kudos to you guys.
You're still a kid.
But there really is a connection between country music and Christmas. I see that a lot, and I don't know, you know, for me, just in our house, it was, you know, on when, you know, helping make cookies with mom, or, you know, putting up the Christmas tree. We always just kind of had that connection to country music. So what are some of your memories of Christmas music growing up?
Well, you know, Christmas music means a lot to all of the Oak Ridge boys, including me personally, you know, and Christmas music, you know, played an important role in my life, you know, at an early age. You know, when I was just a young boy, you know, I got together with the youth group in my church, and every Christmas Eve, we would go out and we would sing Christmas carols to people in hospitals, people who were shut in, you know, and that's something that started at an early age. Later on, when I went to college in Trenton, New Jersey, I was studying music there. We had a group called the Carolers, and to get into the group, you had to be studying music, and you had to be a voice major. And so I sang this caroling group in college, and we would go from dormitory to dormitory and sing Christmas music to the other students. And back then, you know, Christmas music made a real impression on me. So now that the Oak Ridge Boys are doing a Christmas tour, and we now have 8 Christmas albums out, you know, Christmas music, you know, has carried over into our adult life. And Christmas music means a lot to all of us. It really does. That's why we do this Christmas tour every year.
It's Christmas all year round for you.
Well, I don't know about all year long, but quite a bit, it really is.
But hey, you know what? In all honesty, I mean, with the way things are going in the world, it's not bad to have that kind of a positive attitude. Hey, you know what? Every day is Christmas. That's a good thing. I'll take it.
That's a good thing, you know. You know, I know there's a lot of baseball teams that have Christmas in July, and Santa Claus comes to the ballpark. So, you know, I guess maybe it's not a bad thing.
Not at all. And you guys are guaranteeing a down-home Christmas.
Well, you know, we just now released our latest Christmas CD. It's called Down Home Christmas. You know, it's produced by Dave Cobb. You know, and if you know or anyone knows anything about the music scene here in Nashville right now, you know, Dave Cobb is very hot. You know, he's very much in demand, and he produces, you know, all the Chris Stapleton stuff. He does a lot of the younger artists happening in town, and, you know, he has a rapport with a lot of the young songwriters here in Nashville, and some of these young guys who are writing hits for like Luke Bryan and some of the major country artists, they wrote some brand new Christmas songs just especially for the Oak Ridge Boys and for our new album. And we recorded these with Dave Cobb, you know, he's a master of taking the old and marrying it with the new. In this case, he took new songs and married it, made them very Christmassy, and made them almost retro in a lot of ways. But it turned out very well, and we're very, you know, happy with it, and it's called Down Home Christmas.
And it's available now. And I should ask then, do you have a favorite Christmas song from either growing up or even today?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I love Christmas music in general. If you force me to pick one Christmas song that I really love, I'd probably have to say Oh Holy Night. That embodies, for me personally, what Christmas is really all about, you know, and why we celebrate Christmas to begin with. You know, that's, of course, the birth of Jesus. So I would say that song probably sticks out, you know, to me personally.
What are some of your traditions, aside from the Christmas tours we've talked about? What are some of the Christmas traditions that you look forward to every year?
Well, I think the primary thing, and I think I touched on it earlier, I think the primary thing is spending time with the family at home. You know, opening presents on Christmas morning around the tree and all that, that's all great. But the most important thing is to be with your family, be with the people that you love. And now, for me personally, it's not just my immediate family, but it's my kids, it's my grandkids, and I have to admit that now it's even my great-grandkids. You know, so I think spending time with the family is probably the ultimate thing, the most important thing for me personally at Christmas time.
Is there one thing that always happens? Like, is there maybe, do you all maybe watch the same movie every year? Do you have the same food? Is there a treat that you like?
Well, you know, I think, you know, my family's kind of like me. You know, we love Christmas music, and we listen to every Christmas song that there is, you know, during the day, and we spend time fellowshipping with each other. But it always involves listening to Christmas music, because everyone, including myself, we just love Christmas music.
Right. I should let the cat out of the bag for everybody. We're actually talking on Halloween. Let's be honest, Richard, okay? It's Halloween today, everybody. It truly is.
It really is. You're absolutely right about that.
That's some of that radio fakery that we like to do in broadcasting. I know that all the information about the tour and the album is on the band's website, right?
Anything that you want to know about the Oak Ridge Boys is on oakridgeboys.com. It's all one word. You can find out what we're doing. You know, you can find out where our Christmas tour is taking us this year. You know, you can find out how to buy the new Christmas album, Down Home Christmas. And you can find out, you know, our plans for next year. You know, we still have some irons in the fire. We're planning a great year next year. You know, we plan to do 150 dates on the road. We're going to do another album with Dave Cobb next year. So we have some irons in the fire. You can find out all about that at oakridgeboys.com.
And you heard it here. They're not retiring, everybody. So lots of good things to come.
Yeah, we are not retiring.
All right. Well, I'll say happy Halloween and Merry Christmas to you, Richard Sturban from the Oak Ridge Boys. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's been my pleasure.